As we've been saying, it's the time of year again. Year 12 students are saying goodbye to schooling years, and not before taking part in the very long-standing muck-up day tradition, swapping uniforms, glad-wrapping teachers' cars, turning the quadrangle into a petting zoo, all the old classics. But Year 12 students at Mudgee High School have a very different tradition, and it's called Rainbow Day. Now, Maddie's graduating from Mudgee High School this year. She's on the line to talk to us about it. Good morning, Maddie.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're really good. Thank you for chatting to us today. Tell us about Rainbow Day. What's Rainbow Day?
So Rainbow Day is basically our alternative to Muck Up Day. We really wanted to, at Mudgee High School, have a positive ending and, you know, have a positive influence on the community rather than causing havoc to some to a community that's really supported us through our high school education. So Rainbow Day is basically a massive fete where we raise money for charities that we choose in our local community, and we raise money throughout the entire year of our Year 12 schooling, and then Rainbow Day is basically our big final culmination the day before we graduate.
So what local causes are you supporting this year?
So this year we voted to donate to the theatre ward of the Mudgee Hospital and the Mudgee Ambulance Service. So these are two causes that you know, are really important in our region, but because we are rural, we may not have as advanced equipment as and technology as some metro areas may have. So we thought it was really important to donate this money so that they can purchase some new equipment that may help save a life.
Yeah, look, absolutely. Regional and rural healthcare is always problematic. How much have you managed to raise?
So we started the day yesterday with roadside donation stations. So in conjunction with the VRA and the police station, we have different spots set up all over Mudgee where it's kind of works like RBT, but, you know, you're not getting in trouble, where you can, it's optional, so you can pull over and donate some money. And yesterday, in about an hour, we raised $5,776 just in that hour of roadside donations. And then yesterday all up, so at our fete, we have primary school students and our own high school students. Throughout the whole day, we've managed to raise between $11,000 and $12,000.
Maddie, that's so huge.
That was just yesterday. We've also had a lot of fundraising throughout the year, including cake stalls, Bunnings barbecues. We ran the barbecues at our local elections. We're having an auction night. We're fundraising at Day on the Green next month. We've had lots of generous donations from our regional coal mines. So really, realistically, by the end of October, we're on track to have raised between $30,000 and $40,000.
That is real money, Maddie. That's actually going to make a difference. That's amazing.
It really is.
Do you think Mudgee High is a bit of a pioneer with this? I mean, should other schools get on board?
I really hope so. We've been doing it for, God, I think 13 years now or 12 years now. And, you know, I really do hope. Every year we've tried to make it a bigger deal and had the message spread wider, because I don't really see the purpose in, you know, attacking a school system that has nurtured your education and that has nurtured your future pretty much. And to give back to the community, I think, is really important and an experience that all 17 and 18-year-olds should have, because, you know, you're moving into the real world and this is a world that, you know, they're going to need to support you, and what better way to start off than helping them out?
Maddie, I think I can speak for most of 2SER's listeners to say you guys are an absolute inspiration. Congratulations
Thank
to you.
Thank you so much.
Best of luck with graduation. I can tell right now that you've got an incredible future ahead of you.
Thank you.
Thank you for chatting to breakfast this morning.
No worries. Have a nice day.